Welcome to our podcast. I'm Frank Long, Editorial Director of Rehab Management and Physical Therapy Products. And for this program, we are speaking with two guests, Dr. Curtis Turchin, Director of Clinical Services, Pivotal Health Solutions, Laser Products Division, and Karen J. Woodbeck, owner of Body Dynamic Clinic. Dr. Turchin, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me, Frank. It's a pleasure to be here.
Karen, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Frank, for having me. It's a pleasure to be able to participate.
Dr. Turchin, we'd like to begin this podcast by asking, why do you combine laser with taping?
Laser and taping both have valuable adjuncts to a physical therapy, a chiropractic, any kind of rehab practice. They have different functions. If you look at the literature on taping, there's no question that it can reduce pain and it can introduce some stability into joints and soft tissues. However, what it doesn't do is it doesn't stimulate healing. And laser has been documented in 300 randomized double-blinded clinical trials to stimulate healing. So when you combine the two, you get stability with increased healing potential.
Karen, why do you combine laser with taping?
I combine laser with taping because it increases the efficacy of both modalities.
What do you lose if you do not use laser with taping?
Well, that's a good question, Frank. And as I said before, you know, taping has a lot of value and it's becoming quite popular. And it will stabilize a joint. It will improve muscle tone to some extent. This has been proven in the scientific literature. But what you get with laser is you get three dramatic effects. Number one, it's anti-inflammatory, and tape is not anti-inflammatory. Number two, even though tape will decrease pain, laser has been proven to significantly decrease pain faster and with more power than taping. And the reason why the laser makes the taping so much more effective is because a third effect is it's been documented to stimulate healing of all connective tissues, and that means ligaments, tendons, discs, muscles, virtually every connective tissue, including things like cartilage, can be stimulated to heal with laser.
Karen, what do you lose if you do not use laser with taping?
I use laser with taping almost all of the time. I feel like I lose that cellular metabolism and reduction of pain that the laser often provides.
Dr. Turchin, what kinds of problems does laser with taping fix that other methods cannot?
Again, either of those modalities by themselves can be helpful. But for example, I'll treat a number of high-level competitive athletes, professional dancers, ballet dancers, and things will happen where they'll get things like fractures, you know, minor fractures often. Of course, a major fracture needs a cast, but, you know, minor fractures like a metacarpal or metatarsal fracture, they will get shin splints. They will get injuries that can put them out of either a ballet performance, a sporting event, something that's coming up in the next few weeks or couple months, shall we say. And that could put them out of commission for 4 to 6 months. And if you combine laser with taping, that athlete or dancer or competitive person will actually be back in the game or back on the stage within half the time often or even faster. I mean, the research shows that it can stimulate healing laser by itself by at least 40%. So you get a much faster rate of healing and you get a lot more confidence in the athlete or dancer because now they can do things without pain.
Karen, what other kinds of problems does laser with taping fix that other methods cannot?
Well, Frank, I'm not sure tape and laser can fix anything that other modalities cannot. However, I do believe that tape and laser can make things a lot more comfortable and possibly even avoid surgery. The best example of that is using the laser to assist with healing of a ligament tear, such as an MCL sprain or a chromioclavicular sprain, and then following the laser with tape, which will help proprioceptively enhance the desired position to assist with healing. The patient would still use a brace, but the tape and the laser would keep the joints in a better position and accelerate the healing. It would also usually result in a decrease in the residual laxity. Similarly, the laser can sometimes be used in lieu of prolotherapy or assist prolotherapy to encourage scarring for some instability situations.
What about brands? Does the brand of tape make a difference?
I don't think it really does. The problem with branding, and that's another good question, and it's kind of controversial. What are they going to say, Frank? Everyone says theirs is the best. You know, I will tell you, I do use certain kinds of tape more than others. I tend to use tapes and lasers that are a little more expensive because I want high quality. And I have a lot of professional athletes and dancers that see me. And so I want my tape to stick. And so I will tend to use brands of tape that are a little bit stickier and a little bit less likely to have skin irritation, so they may have more breathability than other brands of tape. And that's just because my athletes and dancers will want to keep it on when they might be exercising for 3 or 4 hours and sweating, and they might want to go home, take a shower with the tape on, and leave it on for a few days. I even have some athletes and dancers that will leave it on, believe it or not, for a week or two. So I tend to use a higher quality tape, but I will ask my patients to purchase tape. And when they purchase tape, if they don't want to leave it on quite as long, then even lesser quality of tapes will work as well. But in general, what you want is a tape that has a certain degree of pliability, and some tapes are more pliable, others are more stiff, and that can have value in either direction. And you want a tape that's not going to irritate the skin.
Karen, can you tell me, does the brand of tape make a difference?
Frank, for me, the brand of tape does make a little bit of a difference. Now there are so many different types of tape out there that for me the consistency is not there. Also, the backing is not necessarily the same. Some are a little more sticky, some are a little bit less sticky. So if they're more sticky, they're more aggressive. If they're less sticky, they come off a little bit more. Some of the cotton material is a little bit heavier, and some people don't like it.
Dr. Turchin, does the type of laser make a difference?
Well, yes, it does, Frank, because if you have a laser that's extremely hot, you have to be careful to make sure you don't burn the patient. If you have a laser that's very low power, you need to be careful that you might not be using enough power. For example, if you get a very low power laser, like a 10 milliwatt laser or 25 or 50, 60 milliwatt laser, you may need to use it for 5 or 10 minutes per area. And of course, for most physical therapists, chiropractors, doctors, rehab professionals, if you have two areas that you have to do, very few people want to spend 10 to 20 minutes just doing laser. So you need enough power, but you also want to make sure you have so much power that you take a chance burning or aggravating the patient. The other thing that is a minor issue is the wavelength, and we know that lasers in the wavelength of 700, 800, 900 nanometers do penetrate more deeply than lasers that are more superficial, for example, those that might have 500 or 600 nanometers of wavelength.
Karen, what are your thoughts?
The type of laser, if it's a low-level laser, doesn't so much make the difference as the wattage makes a difference. So if you have a lot less wattage, then you're not going to get the efficacy as you will with some of the higher wattages. There becomes a point where higher wattage just means less time to deliver the modality so that you're more effective with your time use. So the types of laser, some lasers feel that frequency makes a difference. And there are some lasers that are 5 milliwatts compared to other lasers that are 4 watts. So there's a significant difference in the power, but some of the laser companies believe that frequency makes a difference. And there's some research that's mostly anecdotal in nature that can support that. However, it's not really supported super well. The best research that is supported really addresses just the power aspect of the laser, so that you're directly comparing a 5 milliwatt or a 500 milliwatt to a 1, 2, or 4 watt laser, and really what you're talking about is the time it takes to apply the modality.
Can the color of tape affect the results?
There are lots of claims by people that the color of tape makes a difference. And personally, I don't believe it. And I'm saying I don't believe it because I hate to say this, but I tend to be research-driven, and I'm more research-driven than I'm driven by what people think or believe. We do know that the thickness of any material, be it cloth, be it jeans, be it thin gossamer clothing, be it tape, we do know that the thickness and the density of that material will definitely restrict the ability of laser to penetrate through it. We also know that darker colors will absorb more photons. However, if someone says something like, if you use a certain kind of tape with a certain density of fibers, and you compare that to, let's say, a darker or lighter colored tape, yes, the darker colored tape will absorb a little more photons than lighter colored tape. But the tape itself, no matter what color, will absorb so many photons that basically there's absolutely no question that if you can, you want to put laser directly on the skin. And the second part of that answer is that some people claim that different color tapes have different effects. I really don't believe that. Now, if a certain manufacturer makes something a certain color with a different type of adhesive, yes, that adhesive will be different. But generally, there is no proof that changing the color of tape makes any difference. So I do think that if you want your patients to go on the dance floor, go into the athletic event, and proselytize your type of tape, then I think you probably want to use black because everyone's going to see it. If you have a dancer who's wearing a white leotard, you want to use white, I think, because then it's going to be hidden. But other than that, I don't see in the scientific literature any proof that different colors of tape make any dramatic difference.
Karen, can the color of tape affect the results?
Frank, that's a really interesting question. So the color of tape is mostly just for fashion. However, that being said, the original colors, at least, that was put forth was blue, pink, black, and tan. And the idea behind it was to address color therapy, which is a theory that is used a lot in Asia. The pink is warm, the black is warm, the blue is cool, and the tan is neutral. What I've seen in clinic and practice, and there is no research to support this, is that some people feel better with some of the tape. More specifically, is that the tape sticks better to some people depending on the color. I have several people who blue is the only color that will stick on them. Any other color in the tape is gone in 12 hours. Other people wear pink is the best or black is the best. So it's a very interesting idea. There is no research to support it, but I believe that the color of the tape can affect the results.
Is there research to support the use of tape? And what about the use of laser?
As I said earlier, there's about 3,000 studies that document that laser has value. And now I'd say about 400 of them are randomized, double-blinded clinical trials. So that's, I'd say, a gold standard. You have more studies on laser proving that it's efficacious than you do have for ultrasound or electric stim. That doesn't mean electric stim or ultrasound don't have value. They do, and they're very, very helpful modalities. But laser has been well documented at being anti-inflammatory, analgesic, and stimulating tissue healing. Taping is a little less research to document its validity, but we do know that there is research showing that when you put tape on someone, especially the right kind of tape, and it's kind of controversial which tapes are used for certain indications, so that's kind of a gray area, Frank. But we do know if you put a fairly firm kind of tape on a joint, it will reduce pain and it will limit joint motion. We also know that taping, many types of tape, especially the more elastic or kinetic taping methods, will cause a very mild improvement in muscle function. It's not dramatic, but it is obvious in literature in terms of things like meta-analysis. So I would say there's no question. There is proof that taping has value, but it's a little bit more recent phenomena, and there's less documentation in the scientific literature than there is for laser, but there's no question that there is proof that taping will reduce pain and increase certain types of proprioceptive functions in the joint muscle ligament tendon complex.
Karen, is there research to support the use of tape? And how about the use of laser?
Yes, there is research to support both the use of tape and the use of laser. It's not extensive with the taping. It is more extensive with the laser. Both can be available on Medline. Both are showing that each modality can enhance the rehabilitation of an injury and produce a faster result. Both modalities, but especially tape, needs more research and active participation to demonstrate positive changes.
Dr. Turchin, can you tell us what types of patients respond best to laser and taping?
Well, I would say that basically almost every patient responds to laser and taping. However, I'd have to say that if you want to look at where it's indispensable, I would say for damage to ligaments and discs, where you want to get that tissue to regenerate, because if you traumatize it beyond a certain point, it's going to be unstable and it's not going to be functional. So I would say the areas where I use taping and laser all the time are with often connective tissue injuries, tennis elbow, golfer's elbow, repetitive strain injuries to the wrist where you might have laxity of the radial or ulnar ligaments. I use it all the time for knees where you have sprains, strains, menisci problems, overstretched ligaments, instability. I'm always using laser and taping for feet, especially for lateral collateral ligament injuries and your inversion sprains, for plantar fasciitis, Achilles tendonitis, all kinds of instabilities of the shoulder, especially in pitchers and people that have traumatic injuries. I will also use it for the low back quite often, especially when you have patients that have things like discopathy, radiculopathy, where you want to teach them to stabilize their lumbar spine, use taping along with laser in those areas as well. So generally the ankle, the foot, the knee, the back, the shoulder, the elbow, the wrist, those are all areas where I quite commonly use laser and taping.
Karen, same question.
I feel that most patients respond to both laser and taping, and I don't want that to seem like a generality. I use tape in perhaps 70% of my patients, and I would say laser in 80 to 90% of my patients. Most sports and general orthopedic patients respond really well to laser and taping. I especially like sprains, strains for ligaments, muscles, mechanical issues, so out of joint position types of things. Also, hypermobility types of problems, general overuse issues, people who have cramping, people who just have a lot of discomfort on a daily basis. I have some people who come in just for laser to help with the healing on an almost daily basis.
Can the patient do any of this treatment themselves?
That's another good question, and I have a number of patients who I've had them purchase lasers, and you can get lasers anywhere from, I would say, $200 to $10,000. You can get a good quality laser. The $200 lasers are not a professional-grade laser, but there are lasers that can be helpful. And so I'll have patients purchase these lasers themselves if they have the financial resources, and then most of my patients do purchase tape. I just have them go online and buy it from a recognized distributor. And I have them purchase the type of tape that I think would be most beneficial for them. And what I do that I think is quite helpful is I have them take out their cell phone if it has a camera on it. And I take a step-by-step picture of how I put the tape on so they can go home and put the tape on themselves, Frank. Or I also can have them show the pictures to a loved one or family member or friend and have them put the tape on for them. So by having this documented record, it's very, very helpful. Once in a while, I do have patients that don't have a cell phone, so I'll just take pictures with my cell phone and I will email it or send it to them so they have some kind of a documented record of how the tape is put on in different steps and different sizes, etc. So I do try to follow that protocol, and my patients do find it a fabulous thing to add to their rehab management.
Karen, what do you say? Can the patient do any of this treatment themselves?
They can. However, they have to follow precautions. So with the taping, I teach people all the time, or I teach their spouses, significant others, teammates, etc., to assist with taping so that they can be taped freshly before participating in a strenuous activity. Laser, people have to come into the clinic really for use because of the high-powered nature of the laser that I use. I use the Pivotal Health Solutions Apollo laser. And it's a 4-watt laser, so you have to wear protective goggles or glasses. I prefer for a trained professional to administer the laser. However, if somebody's been using it for a long time, I'm in the same room, and they have the goggles on, I will allow some people to apply the laser treatment themselves.
How do you combine laser, taping, and exercise?
Well, laser, of course, is anti-inflammatory analgesic and stimulates tissue healing. So that kind of kickstarts the healing of the tissue. One way I like to express it is it's like giving the tissues a handful of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and a double cappuccino. It basically wakes the cells up and enlivens them. So that's very helpful. Then I'll use tape, because tape will, without question, provide stability. And it protects the joints and tissues and muscles and tendons. However, long-term, the only way to really protect an athlete or a professional dancer is to make sure they have proper muscle tone and strength. So that's where we go to exercises for stretching if the tissue is too tight, if there's scar tissue, strengthening if there is weakness, and proprioceptive exercises if you want to teach the nerves and muscles to be educated to stabilize the joints. So I will use many different types of exercise, taping and laser together, to get a potent and rapid healing from any kind of injury.
Karen, we'd like to hear from you. How do you combine laser, taping, and exercise?
Well, Frank, I use all three, obviously. I often use exercise first, and then the laser and the taping to help calm down anything I may have aggravated slightly, the taping to help relieve discomfort or make sure somebody stays in good position. But the flip of that, and what I frequently do as well, is I will do a manual technique, make sure the person is in good position, has good mobility, apply the laser. It's better to apply the laser before the tape if I can, because if I apply the tape first, then the laser time has to increase since I'm going through the cloth of the tape. So I will often, after the manuals, apply the laser, then apply the tape to help hold them into that position, and then using that enhanced position, increased cellular metabolism, I will then apply the therapeutic exercise that will reinforce what I've just tried to achieve with the manuals, laser, and taping.
I've been speaking with Dr. Curtis Turchin and Karen Woodbeck. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me, Frank. I really enjoyed it and found it quite interesting chatting with you today.
Frank, thank you again so much for having me, and best of luck in your business.